This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Audrey Raj.
Yeah, so yesterday we touched a little bit on how the events industry has taken a massive hit in light of the MCO. And we spoke to Brian Chin, who's the founder of Masses, a digital agency that works with multiple fashion brands for events and digital campaigns. Mm.
Following on that from that, though, today we're speaking to Ms. Lim Yi Huang. She's the managing director of Doremi Services and Rental. They are basically the go-to for events production, concert events, and they also have a retail front selling sound equipment. And naturally, Doremi has been heavily affected by the current pandemic. So, Yi Huang, welcome to the show. Tell us about how the business has been coping since the MCO started on the 18th of March.
Even before the movement control on the 18th of March, our business already dropped a lot because a lot of people, they are not traveling, so overseas conference are not coming over, and overseas incentive trip are also not coming over. And so basically, no overseas business. And then for the local one, the bigger one, they are not carrying it on as well. So really cut down a lot, except for some maybe press conference and smaller ones that they still carry on. But a lot of them, they are also just cutting it, especially annual dinner. Earlier in the year, usually they will do appreciation dinner for their client and for their staff. That one also they cancel because they are very afraid of the virus might spread in the company and spread to their client. So they just cancel it off, a lot of them. Actually, I think our business dropped easily 80 to 90%.
Wow, 80 to 90. Mm. Now, Yi Huang, I'm sure you had some sort of contingency plan, but even with that in mind, how are you coping with this drastic drop in business?
Actually, the contingency plan is we just have to carry on and then paying our staff, because they are the experts in their industry. They have been in the industry for 20, 30 years already. If we let go of them right now, it's very difficult for us to cope back with what our demand is before the COVID virus started. Because we do about 20 events a day, we support about 20 events a day. So we do need a lot of people to do that. If we cut our staff right now, then what will happen if the virus is over and then we start business again? It's very difficult to train people for 20 years, 30 years.
Mm. So what are you expecting to see happen post-MCO if people are still hesitant to go out and do events?
The minister say that actually no events to be held 6 months after even the MCO. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Because every week the government is announcing something new. So we hope that there will be something for our staff. If not for us, then at least something for our staff. Then it makes it easier for everyone.
Hmm. So, you know, the government has announced like many stimulus packages, especially even for the SMEs recently. Have any of those measures provided you with a relief or a positive impact?
I actually really appreciate the moratorium. But about the moratorium, we actually have to check with individual bank what are the terms and conditions. So it will be easier if they just do no interest for all full 6 months for all the packages. I think that would be much easier. Instead of then, we need to ask our accounts to call up the bank one by one. I think basically that's it. The moratorium is useful.
And also, you know, there are some people who are like jumping in on webinars. You know, BFM ourselves are doing it, you know, online and virtual events. Is that a possibility for you to pivot to since you do events?
Oh, yeah, we actually already do webinars and all that for our clients. For example, lately, there's this Huawei 5G just launched. We actually do web launching for them. So hopefully our client will look into that and then we can provide the services.
That was Yi Huang Lim, the managing director of Doremi Services and Rental, and they've been around in this, you know, events and concert planning and sound equipment rental for decades now. Mm. You know, if I'm not mistaken, they started out, you know, way back in the 80s. If I'm not mistaken. So for them, though, you know, it's even before MCO, as she mentioned earlier on, they've taken a huge hit. Just people don't want to do events, and then post MCO, they're still in that limbo.
Yeah, and the thing is like, it's like, imagine her and her staff, right? You know, you've trained people for 20, for 30 years to be with you. And then what do you do at this time? Do you let them go? Mm. And then like when business comes back to like some sense of normalcy, then what, do you hire them back again? Because I was speaking to another entrepreneur that day who mentioned that if you want to be a shark in this time, you can really just poach the best talent. Because, you know, you've got all these businesses who are letting go of their staff right now. They can't afford to have them on their payroll. And this is the best time for you to poach talent. But you know, it's also difficult for being a business owner when you have to let someone that you've trained and has been with you for years and all that loyalty, to let them go at this point as well.
And most of these are highly skilled employees, right? It's not easy to get someone 20, 30 years of experience in a very specific industry. Yeah. So yeah, there are some positives, but you do feel pain for, you know, people like, you know, Yi Huang, who's like the managing director of Doremi Services. Also, you know, if you want to know more about post-MCO, because there are so many, I guess, uncertainties, you know, do stay tuned. We've got, you know, shows lined up all, you know, throughout the show, but also at 12:30 on our webinar session on Facebook Live, we will be looking at post-MCO topics. So stay tuned for that. Up next, though, it is Powering Through the Pandemic. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.